The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, 60,000 people are currently waiting for their driving tests, so what developments will take place from Monday to ease the backlog? Brian Farrell, Communications Manager for the RSA, joins me now to give us an update. If you have questions for Brian, you can text them to us on 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, you might give us the numbers game first. How many people are waiting for licence renewal? How many people are waiting for a first-time licence? How many people are waiting for provisionals? How many are waiting for tests? How many want to do a theory test but cannot?
Yeah, I think the first thing to say is that following the announcement or the latest, most recent announcement from government, we're not looking at a full resumption of all our services. I think the key word here is gradual reopening of our services. Now, I know that's something that's going to be a source of frustration, ongoing frustration for many of our customers out there. And look, just to say that, look, things are getting better. Things are starting to reopen and open up, and to please bear with us as we, I suppose, as we look to resume our services. But I suppose if we take it from the top, so to speak, and go through each of the services, the first one you mentioned, licensing, Pat, that's delivered by the National Driver License Service. At the moment, it's still only available to essential workers, but from the 17th of May, it will be open to all customers. Now, you will have to make an appointment. During the pandemic, we can't take any walk-in appointments. So you make an appointment at the NDLS on ndls.ie online, and you can, as I said, everyone can go into the NDLS centres from the 17th of May. The next, I think, most significant decision of government.
Sorry, just to clarify something, Brian, because I know people might be a bit confused. People looking for a licence will have to do that. If you have a licence and it's running out of date, what can you do that online very simply?
Good question, actually, Pat. And there's two things I'd say there. First of all, check and see if you've benefited from an extension to your licence expiry date. There was extensions of up to 10 months granted by the minister for people whose licence expired recently in recent times. So go on to ndls.ie. Input your driver number into the expiry date calculator and it will tell you what your new expiry date is. So you may actually have, you can benefit from the extension. But yes, you also have the option of going online to ndls.ie and renewing your licence or applying for a learner permit or your licence online. That option is there.
All right. So we have a huge number of people who are, you know, looking to get a driving license. How soon would you say before that need can be fully realized?
Well, if you're applying for a license itself, processing times have returned to a normal 3 to 5 day turnaround, and that's very, very welcome. We still have some people who have UK license exchanges and maybe cases or applications that are just complicated. We need additional backup or documentation from the customer, and those particular applications are being held up. But I think one of the key decisions of government recently was to allow essential workers, and I think this is the key thing, essential workers can still or must still be prioritised by the driver testing service. But critically, essential workers who up to now could not conduct essential driver training, that's the mandatory training, to actually get to the point where they can apply for a driving test. They are now able to conduct essential driver training lessons from this Monday, the 10th of May. In addition to that, there is no such thing as EDT for bus or trucks. So it's important for me to clarify, and I think some of your listeners will be delighted to hear this, that training for bus and trucks for essential workers can resume. And also IBT or initial basic training, that's the motorcycle training for learner motorcyclists, that too can resume from Monday the 10th of May.
Now, in terms of motorcycles, presumably you've got a tuition that's happening, someone on another bike or whatever, social distancing not an issue particularly. What about if you're going to get lessons, this essential driver training? Has the government laid down specific protocols, how you behave, open the windows, wear masks, all that sort of thing, hand sanitize, rub down all the surfaces? Have they laid down hard and fast rules so people know what should happen?
Yeah, it's a good question. I suppose it's important to say that driving instructors, you know, have been actually out delivering driving tuition throughout level five. And they've been doing that for essential workers who have been looking for preparatory lessons, refresher tuition before they actually take the test. So the driving instructors there have the protocols in place. They've already providing this to customers already. So what we're looking at here is essential workers now being able to complete their mandatory training program, and those protocols are in place. But to manage this whole piece, Pat, what we're putting in place to facilitate this decision of government is any essential workers who either want to start their essential driver training lessons or want to complete them. They may have done only five out of the 12 that's required when lockdown was implemented. They need to go onto our website. They need to download a form that confirms they are an essential worker, sign it, give it to their ADI or send it to them electronically, and their lessons can get underway. And just to preempt some of the questions that your listeners may have as well, you know, we've always said that it may take more than just your 12 essential driver lessons to get you to a pre-test or to get you to a test level or ready to take the test. So if you do need extra lessons, that's fine. That's okay. You can do those lessons, and there won't be any need for you to, of course, to sign this form every time you do a lesson. You just need to do it now, once, give it to your ADI, and that'll be enough.
Tell me, what is the government's definition of an essential worker?
Pat, it's quite extensive. And what we've been saying is that people need to satisfy themselves that they, you know, fall into the category of essential worker, and they are listed on the government's website, gov.ie. And what we're asking people to do now, if they're taking lessons as essential workers, to do what they've been doing to make a case for a driving test, and that is self-declare that they are essential workers. We do have spot checks and system in place, and we do ask people when they get to the driving test to confirm their status. But I think in this instance, it's not for driving instructors to double check that someone is an essential worker or not. We're asking people to confirm that by downloading the form, give it to the ADI, and then what we can do is we can conduct spot checks with driving instructors just to make sure that the candidate has filled out.
I've just gone on the website gov.ie. I'll just begin to read them. It's very long. I mean, it's 18 different categories. The last one is diplomatic missions and consular affairs. The first one is agriculture, horticulture, forestry, fishing, animal welfare and related services. Then we go down through manufacturing, supply, repair, installation of machinery and equipment, electricity, gas, water, sewage and waste management, construction and development, wholesale and retail trade, transport, storage and communications, accommodation and food services, information and communications, financial and legal activities, professional scientific and technical activities, rental and leasing activities, administrative and support activities, public administration, emergency services and defence, human health and social work activities, education, community and voluntary services, and finally that diplomatic missions and consular affairs. That's everybody, Brian.
It's quite a lot, yeah, Pat. It's quite extensive. And I'd have to say that, you know, despite the fact that we have had, you know, these restrictions imposed on us, we have still been able to operate the driving test at about 75 to 80% capacity. And since level five was introduced, we've managed to offer over 43,000 driving tests to essential workers. So we have been busy out there. And of course, if I may, Pat, just to pay tribute to my colleagues in driver testing, my driver testing colleagues who have done Trojan work to continue to deliver driving tests in challenging circumstances. But those 43,000 tests, Pat, have helped us eat into and try and keep a cap on the number of people who are waiting for a driving test. But those figures that you were looking for, Pat, at the moment, about 5,500 people have a test date in hand to sit a test in the coming weeks. We have about 60,000 people who are waiting for a test at the moment. And then we have about 35,000 people who are on what's called EDT hold. They haven't completed their mandatory lessons and cannot take a test. So following, you know, the government's decision, what we'll see now is the essential worker cohort within that 35,000 will now be able to resume their lessons, and they will be coming forward for a test in the not too distant future, Pat.
So let's go back to the very beginning. For people who aspire to become a driver, they have to do a theory test. Where are we with theory tests, and will they ever be online?
Yeah, I mean, they're online at the moment. They're online at the moment for anyone who needs a bus or a truck theory test. And we are hoping to roll that out later in the month. And certainly the minister confirmed yesterday on national radio that, you know, he wants to see this happening within this month. And we can deliver on that. But the government has declared or categorised the driver theory test as a non-essential service, and that remains the case. And the service does remain suspended until government gives the green light for it to resume. I can absolutely imagine how frustrating it is for customers not being able to sit a theory test, but we have to comply with government restrictions. But we are moving online. We will be able to provide online theory tests for in the car category for customers later this month. But Pat, I think it's important to state that, you know, online isn't going to fix this problem. We will be able to offer somewhere in the region of about 4,000 tests online a month to people. We have over 100,000 people waiting for a driver theory test. Now, these are people who actually have an appointment, Pat. It's not like they're waiting to be scheduled. We have actually scheduled these people between now and September for a driver theory test in our centres. We're prepared and ready to up our output to 50,000 tests in our centres per month. And once we get the green light to resume the service or reopen the service, that's really what's going to solve the backlog in the driver theory test, Pat.
Yeah. All right. And I suppose the final question before we start taking our listener questions is about, when do you think it'll be back to normal? I mean, let's presume the vaccination program works and everything rolls out. I mean, how long before you apply for a test and within a month you have a date?
Yeah, and that's the big question. It all critically depends on when we can get back to normal. If we can get back to normal testing and we have our additional 40 testers coming onto the pitch in June and July, and we increase our output from 6 to 7 tests per day, we reckon that we can get waiting times down to about 14 or 12 weeks by the end of the year. And that's all dependent on us being back on the pitch and resuming a normal service in June, Pat. But it is important to state as well that that's going to sort out what we have on our plate at the moment. But as you say, there's a lot of pent up demand out there. And once those people that are waiting to take the driver theory test have an opportunity to do so, once those people complete their EDT lessons that have been on hold for the last number of months, they're all coming down the track as well. And we are going to need additional resources to deal with that bubble when it comes into the system next year. And you know, I suppose it's good to hear the minister certainly confirmed yesterday on national radio that additional resources that we've been looking for, you know, will be provided to help us tackle that particular backlog, when it does enter the system.
OK, well, Brian, you're staying with us, and we will take a break and then take our listener questions after this. Now, Brian Farrell, Communications Manager for the Road Safety Authority, is with us and he's agreed to take your questions. Now, Brian, I'll group some of them together. I'm 12 months waiting on a motorbike theory test. This is from a 50-year-old truck driver in West Cork. Another one, Michael here. I was wondering, when is the theory test going to resume? My sister has her theory test booked for the 19th of June. My son has been waiting over a year to do his theory test. When can I expect this service to resume? A year later, I cannot understand why this service has not moved online. So a lot of people frustrated about the theory test and why it just can't be done online, as many young people particularly are well used to doing testing online.
Yeah, I completely understand that frustration. As I said, it's a source of frustration for ourselves because you know, we're ready to introduce extra capacity in the centres. We've put the, you know, the anti-COVID, the, you know, health and safety protocols in place to ensure that we can deliver it safely. But unfortunately, government has designated a non-essential service. We are moving online.
No, I mean, cutting to the chase. In the modern world, many kids do testing of all kinds for exams, you know, to apply for medical school, for jobs and so on. They do these tests online and they are designed to be cheat proof. And you already are doing it for trucks and buses. What's the problem with doing it for cars? Online, automated and very efficient, I would imagine.
Yeah, and we will be in that space by the end of the month. As I said, we'll be delivering, I'd say, about 4,000 initially. And then towards the end of the year, we'll be able to ramp that up to significant levels. But Pat, for the moment, all we can do is what the system can allow for that we have. And that is ramping up to maybe 4,000 a month, starting at the end of the month. And as I said, I suppose it's just to note as well, Pat, you know, online theory tests is not available in the north of Ireland. It's not available anywhere in the UK. So we are ahead of everyone in terms of this in delivering online theory tests in this country.
Okay. Here's another one. My colleague is based in Tala and has been waiting and waiting for his theory test. It keeps being rescheduled, but his most recent change sends him to Carlow for his test. He obviously doesn't drive. What's going on?
Yeah, look, I mean, I've heard of these anomalies and in a situation like that, I've just asked that individual to get in touch with the theory test to reschedule to a location that's more convenient. I'd say that's just an aberration rather than something that's commonplace. But Pat, just to reiterate, I know that at the heart of this is a huge sense of frustration and hair pulling at not being able to take a theory test. And as I said, unfortunately, we have to comply with government regulations. But just to restate as well that while we will be moving online and we are going to be providing online tests for car categories, it's not going to be the solution. And I'd rather, you know, be honest and upfront and measure people's expectations. The only thing that is going to tackle the backlog in the theory test is for the centres to be allowed to reopen. And we have that capacity, that additional capacity in the system to get through all of those people who have an appointment within 3 months.
Okay, here's another one which might apply. Might apply to a number of people. Norman says you can only apply for a driving licence online if you have a public services card. However, it's currently impossible to get a public services card. So what's one to do?
Well, it's not impossible. You can make an appointment through Intro offices to get a public service card. But I suppose the main message for that listener is that the restriction that meant only essential workers could go into an NDLS centre will be lifted on the 17th of May and it will be open to all. The only thing I would say, and I mentioned this earlier in the interview, is that because of the current pandemic, you have to make an appointment. We can't take any walk-ins off the street. So get onto ndls.ie, make an appointment for an NDLS from the 17th of May onwards and you should be able to get sorted.
Fiona in Dublin says, I exchanged my UK licence 6 months ago. I'm still waiting for the licence because I've had none since. I've called a number of times to get updates. They keep telling me it's on the way. The average wait time when you telephone is nearly an hour. It's an awful service.
Well, as I think I mentioned earlier on, that we do have some cases of UK licence exchanges which are being delayed. And the main reason for the delay, and we do say on our website that if you are looking at a UK licence exchange or a foreign licence exchange, it could take anything up to 3 months. In I don't know the exact customer's specific details, but one of the things we have to do when we're doing a foreign license exchange is go to the original country that issued the license to verify details, to check, make sure there are no endorsements, etc. And, you know, without knowing this person's, you know, specific case, that could be one of the reasons is for the holdup is that we are contacting the UK license authority and looking and waiting for for confirmation of any queries we may have. But again, look, I mean, if you want to put that customer in touch with me, happy to do so. But that in general is probably the main reason why there's UK license exchange delays at this stage.
Tony in Dublin 13 says, will there be an amnesty extension for learner drivers? I passed my theory test over 20 months ago. It's due for renewal by another theory test as I've been unable to get driving lessons during the lockdown. I've applied and have been waiting on delivery on a delivery driving course that is hopefully starting next month. I've already done two theory tests and this is a major cost. Real rip-off. If not, that's from Tony in Dublin 13. The business that if you don't get the appropriate number of lessons in an appropriate time, you have to do a theory test all over again. And in a pandemic, you know, you can understand the frustration because if it hadn't been for the pandemic, those lessons would have been done.
Yeah, I'm just trying to understand there. This person has done the theory test. They have gotten their learner permit and they need to renew their learner permit. Well, one of the things that's been... One of the things that's being looked at the moment by the Department of Transport and the Minister is an extension to learner permits, and that would be retrospective. So what I'd say is just watch, maybe just keep an eye on the department's website and for any announcements on that particular issue.
I've a friend recently returned to Cork from the US after 30 years. His US licence, 12-month validity under Irish law, runs out next week. He had a theory test arranged in Ballyshannon, a three-hour drive for last Tuesday, got an email after 6 on Friday cancelling it. Now the NLD have rearranged for the 24th of May, leaving my friend with no licence or insurance. That's from Paul in Cork.
Yeah, and I really sympathise with that customer. That's someone who has really fallen between the cracks because of the current restrictions that are in place. Unfortunately, there is no way for that individual to get a theory test because the system is shut down. And as I said, the opportunity may be when the online appointments are made available that customer can maybe get an online appointment. And just for anyone who is, you know, maybe just keep an eye on the theory test website for any announcements towards the end of the month in relation to online theory tests.
All right, Brian. Well, look, thank you for taking all those questions. We have dozens and dozens more. But thank you very much for joining us. Brian Farrell, Communications Manager for the Road Safety Authority.